Give to the Max Day, where you're encouraged to give to all sorts of nonprofits that you support. And one of the nonprofits we work with here at AM 950 is, of course, Better Futures Minnesota. You often hear their ads play here during the station throughout the day. And we're happy to be joined by one of the crew members here at Better Futures Minnesota. His name is Todd Casey. We've been working with him for a couple months now as he and his crew do a great job cleaning here at the station. And we're going to chat with Tad about, well, his experiences working with Better Futures Minnesota and why it's an important organization. So, Todd, hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Yeah, glad to have you with us. So, let's start off with, well, some pretty basic questions. How did you get involved with Better Futures Minnesota?
Well, Better Futures Minnesota was brought to my attention, unfortunately, while I was doing time in the Minnesota Department of Corrections. My reentry was important to me, and where I landed made that a very important thing as well. So looking at the various choices, looked at some other options and ended up landing there, and I believe I ended up in a good place.
Oh, absolutely. And it's, I think, a very important organization, too, because obviously when you're getting out of prison or getting out of jail, it's very tough to find a job when you automatically have someone who's looking at your experience to say, oh, post-incarceration, I'm not going to hire them at all. So that's certainly very important in that aspect, too, I think.
That's a very good thing that you pointed out that, because getting back into the community, getting re-entered into society, comes with a number of challenges. But the biggest one is being able to find employment, housing, and then to have enough skills and training to obtain employment. And by us having me and men and women like myself, we struggle with that. So having an organization like Better Futures who lays out the pathway for us with a strong structure is really nice to have.
So how long have you been working with them?
I've been there now for over a year. I came in August of 2018. At that time, I was just released, went to them, and they brought me in. They gave me a real good sound foundation to stand on, and then they gave me some structure along with a lot of resources and referrals to help me get to where I'm at today.
Yeah, and as you said, too, besides just obviously getting a job in the first place, which is really tough to do being post-incarceration, they also give you those skills as well, which is really helpful for later in life when, you know, you could move on to another job to actually have that experience, which can help you out.
Yeah, that's very important. You know, they cover several aspects. They do on-the-job training for janitorial, property maintenance. They also have a deconstruction division. Mm-hmm. And we also do things outside as well that helps the community as far as volunteer work as well. So it's really important that we get those training. They also have a number of certificates and certifications that I was able to obtain. For example, forklift. I also have OSHA training certified. And then things like Freon, blood pathogens, and things of those natures also are really helpful on your resume going forward.
So what else does Better Futures Minnesota do besides obviously help you with your job experience? Because it sounds like they also help you in some other areas of life as well.
They do. They're complete and thorough in all areas and all aspects of a person's life. For me, it was like not just coming to a program, but entering into a new community. And that's what we like to say at Better Futures, is that we're part of a community. That community provided me with assistance to help me with my child support through the Father Project. They also helped me get my license back and set up an arrangement for that. And they also show you things and directions as far as getting clothes to wear for interviews on the job when that time comes, and they also help you with your resumes and things of that nature. And then the final crown of it all, and I think this is really important, they get us housing. So they get us off the streets, they train us, they give us a good place to feel about ourselves, and then they give us housing so that we can continue on.
Yeah, that housing aspect is just huge, because that's how you end up with that revolving door where all of a sudden you get out of prison, you got nowhere to live, you don't have a job, so you might end up going back to doing the very things that got you into prison and jail in the first place, and that just kind of continues that cycle over and over again. And with an organization like Better Futures Minnesota, kind of helps put a stop to that cycle and helps you get your life back on track.
Exactly. You know, they take care of that for you as well. They also help you with your mental aspects if you have any mental illnesses. And, you know, I did suffer for some depression and PTSD. They get you in front of professionals to help you with that. And they give you something, too, that I like to mention to you that's really important. They give you what is called a life skills coach. This life skill coach is someone that you can go to regarding anything you have going on in your life, whether it's with Better Futures, through the on-the-job training, through their resources, their training, or they can also help you with your personal life matters. Like for me, I am now a single parent. I raise my own daughter now. She lives with me. But they also helped me and got me in front of the right people, so they helped me get that arranged and get that custody on my side, too. So that's really helpful.
Oh, exactly. And that's got to be great, too, to actually be able to have custody of your daughter, be able to see her all the time. Or if you didn't have an organization like Better Futures maybe helping you out, I mean, you could have been in, well, a tougher situation where you would have been looking for a job, would have been looking for housing, would have been looking for that type of support system.
Yeah, I was afraid that I was going to end up back in prison. The deck was stacked against me. And, yes, I did wrong, so I had to pay my debt to society, and I understand that. I'm not bitter about that. But coming out is really, really a lot of challenges and hurdles. But, yes, Better Futures is complete in all aspects. And closing and having them help me with my family and get my daughter. I am now a father. I am now a crew leader. I started as a participant, so I grew with the organization. And I'm also someone who gets the privilege, like today, to speak to the public and yourself and just let them understand how important it is to have these kind of organizations, because there's men and women like me out there that need this help. And when given the opportunity, they can, too, excel and do well and be put in a position to where they're a taxpayer. I pay child support. I raise my child. I go to work every day. I go on vacation this Christmas. So I'm really happy. And Better Futures is a large, large part of all that success.
Absolutely. And as you brought up, too, I mean, obviously you made mistakes in the past, but you paid your debt to society. And that's what we often forget about with the prison system, is that often when you even leave prison, it seems like a lot of people are still paying that debt, even though they're technically out, by the fact that they can't find jobs, they can't find housing, they're kind of looked down upon by society. So it's good to have organizations out there trying to help people transition back to, well, just getting back to everyday life.
Yes, it is. You know, it's something that we all take for granted, and we really don't look at it twice. But when you're deprived or you don't have that, you understand how important of a component that is in your life. And now that I have it, I no longer live a life of despair and homelessness and where I'm going to eat next, where I'm going to go next, or even how I'm going to provide for myself. All that has been cleared and taken away. And now I'm, like I said, very productive, working well in the community, keep my job, have my daughter, going to concerts and recitals with her. And also I've been able to even start my own business while working alongside Better Futures, and they also help and assist me with that. So it's endless to what you can gain from this organization, and it's really, really a great place to be. And I would encourage anyone to please be a part of helping us out, because helping us is also helping the community, helping the state, and helping the rest of society.
Oh, I gotta love this. So you've created your own business already. Let's do a little plug for your own business. What do you got?
I appreciate that. My business is ASAP Cleanup MN. I do janitorial cleanup, post-construction cleanup, 24 hours, because we know messes just don't happen between 9 to 5.
Oh, absolutely.
24 hours. So thank you for the opportunity. But that's ASAP Cleanup MN. I'm an LLC, and you can go to my website and show you all my offerings.
Excellent. Hey, Todd, thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you for having me.